# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. Data Analysis Mastery for Business Analysts in FinTech. In this stage, we will explore the fundamentals of data analysis, a crucial skill for professionals in the fast-paced financial services industry. Whether you're working directly with clients or analyzing data to improve internal processes, understanding data analysis will elevate your contributions to your organization. By the end of this session, you will be able to define key concepts in data analysis and appreciate its significance in making informed business decisions. # Main content. # Introduction to data analysis. Let's begin with the basics. Data analysis is the process of inspecting, cleaning, transforming, and modeling data to discover useful information, inform conclusions, and support decision-making. Think about data as the lifeblood of any successful business. In the fintech sector, where decisions can have financial ramifications, the ability to analyze data efficiently is not just beneficial, it's essential. Data analysis helps organizations uncover patterns and insights that are not immediately visible. For instance, a fintech company might analyze user behavior data to identify which features are most popular among users. This insight can guide product development and marketing strategies, ensuring that resources are allocated effectively. # Types of data. Qualitative versus quantitative. Now that we understand what data analysis is, let's dive into the types of data we will encounter. Broadly speaking, data can be categorized into two types: qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative data is descriptive and can be observed but not measured. For example, customer feedback collected through surveys can provide insights into user satisfaction but doesn't provide numerical data. This type of data can be analyzed through content analysis, where patterns in responses are identified, revealing underlying sentiments or themes. On the other hand, quantitative data is numerical and can be measured and analyzed mathematically. For instance, the number of transactions processed or the average transaction value provides hard numbers that can be analyzed statistically. Quantitative data can be further categorized into discrete data, e.g., the number of users, and continuous data, e.g., transaction values. Understanding the distinction between these two types of data is vital, as it influences the analytical methods we will apply later on. For example, if you want to understand user satisfaction, qualitative data from surveys may be more informative than just looking at transaction numbers. # Importance of data analysis in business. As we continue, let's discuss the importance of data analysis in business. In today's competitive landscape, particularly in the fintech industry, companies generate vast amounts of data daily. Analyzing this data allows businesses to identify trends, improve customer experiences, and make strategic decisions that drive profitability. For example, by analyzing transaction data, a fintech company can identify peak usage times and adjust their services accordingly, enhancing customer satisfaction and retention. Furthermore, data analysis can help in risk assessment, fraud detection, and compliance with regulations, all of which are critical in maintaining a company's reputation and financial health. Moreover, data analysis can lead to innovative product offerings. For instance, a company might discover through analysis that a significant portion of its users are interested in investing, leading to the development of a new investment product tailored to that audience. Thus, effective data analysis not only supports existing operations but also drives future growth. # Basic statistical concepts. Mean, median, mode, variance. Finally, let's touch upon some basic statistical concepts that are fundamental to understanding data analysis. 1. Mean. the average of a set of numbers. If you have transaction data, you can calculate the mean transaction value by summing all the transaction amounts and dividing by the number of transactions. For example, if you process transactions of $10, $20, and $30, the mean transaction value would be $10 plus $20 plus $30. 3 equals $20. 2. Median, the middle value in a list of numbers. In a dataset of transaction amounts, the median gives you the value at which half the transactions fall below and half fall above, providing a better measure of central tendency when data is skewed. For instance, if your transactions are $10, $20, $30, and $100, the median is $25, as it's the average of $20 and $30. 3. Mode, the most frequently occurring value in a dataset. For example, if you want to know the most common transaction amount among your customers, you would look for the mode. If your transaction amounts are $10, $20, $20, and $30, the mode is $20. 4. Variance, a measure of how far a set of numbers are spread out from their average value. Understanding variance can help you gauge the stability of your transaction amounts or customer behavior over time. For instance, if transaction amounts vary widely, it might indicate fluctuating customer spending patterns, which could affect your financial forecasting. These concepts form the backbone of data analysis and will be essential as we progress through this course. Conclusion. In this introduction to data analysis, we have covered the basic principles, types of data, and the importance of data analysis in the fintech business context. Understanding these fundamentals will not only enhance your analytical skills but also empower you to make more informed decisions that can significantly impact your career advancement. Reflection questions. 1. How do you currently use data in your role? And what type of data do you find most valuable? 2. Can you identify a recent decision you made that was informed by data analysis? And what was the outcome? 3. What challenges do you foresee in applying these data analysis concepts in your day-to-day work? Take a moment to reflect on these questions, as they will help you internalize the concepts we've discussed today. Thank you for joining me in this stage of our course, and I look forward to our next session.